USA Radio News with Wendy King.
America is still not out of the woods from the coronavirus pandemic. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the National Institutes of Health was on Fox.
There are certain parts of the country that got hit early and had community spread, like in Washington State. New York right now is having a particularly difficult problem. That's the way you're going to see it over the next few weeks. You're going to see not a homogeneous evolution of it. It's going to be this way throughout the country.
One state has asked for a hospital ship to help handle the potential patient load, but the Navy says the ship, the USNS Comfort, will not be ready to arrive in New York until around mid-April. Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman explains.
The Comfort's currently in for maintenance in Norfolk, and so they're going to expedite the maintenance that they can and prepare it. That's not a day's issue, that's a week's issue.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they could help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
China says it's revoking media credentials of Americans that are working for three major U.S. newspapers. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
A continuing oil production war between Russia and Saudi Arabia is also contributing to it, but the coronavirus is driving oil prices down, with U.S. crude at its lowest in 17 years. As Wednesday began, West Texas Intermediate crude was down $1.69 a barrel to $25.64, and the international benchmark Brent crude was down to $29.33 a barrel. It hadn't been that low since May of 2003. While it spells headaches for investors, it's good news for drivers across America. Some states are reporting average gasoline prices now at about $2 a gallon, or in some cases under. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
On Wall Street, the Dow dropped 1,338 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More states are choosing to close their schools from the coronavirus. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has more.
Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly is closing all the K-12 schools through the end of the semester as the state continues to respond to the coronavirus pandemic. Kansas is the first state to close school for the entire year. Kansas has at least 18 confirmed cases of the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Kelly believes
the reality of this pandemic is that it cannot be controlled statewide if school buildings return to normal operations or if they respond inconsistently within our local communities. Unprecedented circumstances threaten the safety of our students and the professionals who work with them every day, and we must respond accordingly.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
A strong 5.7 earthquake struck Salt Lake City, shaking buildings, closing the airport, and cutting power to thousands. It was the strongest quake to hit the city since 1992. Salt Lake sits on a major tectonic fault. The quake struck at 7 in the morning and was centered in Magna, about 15 miles west of downtown. It was followed by a series of aftershocks, including one that registered magnitude 4.4. Utah Governor Gary Herbert urged residents and workers to stay away from the downtown area as crews assess the damage. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.